In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. People leaving prison will get a new path to firefighting jobs through a proposed state law. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
For more than 20 years, a state program has offered incarcerated people a chance to fight wildland fires, but restrictive hiring practices make it hard to find a firefighting job when they're released. A bill that passed the state legislature this week would start to change that by encouraging the state to hire people with criminal records for firefighting jobs and providing job help for people leaving the incarcerated firefighter program. The program fields about 75 people. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A bill that would allow schools to purchase more high-efficiency air filtration systems cleared its first legislative hurdle yesterday. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The bill proposes $10 million for grants for local school districts. Elizabeth School District Superintendent Douglas Bissonnette testified that his school invested in such air filters at the beginning of the school year. The district has kept learning in person ever since.
One person has contracted the virus in our schools over that period of time.
The money would pay for units for an estimated 15,000 classrooms. The bill now goes to the Senate Appropriations Committee. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Changes are underway at the Denver Police Department after an independent monitor issued a report that was critical of the department's response to the protests against racism and police brutality last summer. Denverite's David Sachs explains.
Police Chief Paul Pazin has previously conceded that officers sometimes mishandled the unrest of 2020 and agreed to the 16 recommendations in the report that came out in December. That included not using rubber ball grenades for crowd control and ensuring body cameras recorded every officer's actions. This week, Pazin updated Denver's Citizen Oversight Board and the public on the progress. He says the department elevated the role of its coordinator in charge of weapons that are meant to repel, not kill people. The department has also created a website that lists all of the Office of the Independent Monitor's recommended changes and how the department is enacting those changes. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
And this is CPR News.